Who was a very dear and favorite devotee of Sri Advaita Acharya. And his mother's name was Sita. They were both great unalloyed devotees of Lord Sri Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. From Lokanath Goswami's earliest childhood, he had no interest, no inclination toward any of the pleasures of this material world. He was utterly renounced. At a young age, he left his home and went to Sri Navadvip Dham to seek shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Gauranga showered his most intimate blessings upon Lokanath Goswami. One day, Lord Chaitanya advised Lokanath that he should go to Vrindavan because in the very near future, Lord Chaitanya was to take the renounced order of life of sannyas. Lord Gaurasundar understood that the pain in the heart of Lokanath Goswami upon seeing the Lord renounce all the pleasures of this world would be intolerable. How could Lokanath Goswami possibly tolerate seeing the haircutting ceremony of Lord Gaurasundar? Thinking of this scene in his mind, he fell at the lotus feet of Sri Gaurachandra, crying piteously. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifted him and affectionately embraced him, consoled him, and told him he should go to Vrindavan. Lokanath Goswami dedicated his life at the gracious feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Then he bowed at the feet of all of the devotees of the Lord in Navadvip. And then he left Sri Navadvip Dham with a very heavy heart in separation from the Lord. He traveled to many holy places until he finally reached Sri Vrindavan Dham. When he came to Vrindavan, he heard the news that indeed Lord Chaitanya decided not to come to Vrindavan, but instead to make his residence in Sri Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. And then he heard that he had departed from Jagannath Puri on a tour of South India. Lokanath Goswami, unable to bear the separation from the Lord, with his bare feet, he began to walk the thousands of miles distance to somehow meet the Lord in South India. During this long travel, he heard the news that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had returned to Jagannath Puri after several years of touring South India. And then he heard the news that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left Jagannath Puri to go to Vrindavan. Lokanath Goswami, in great haste, he traveled to Sridham Vrindavan. And when he arrived, he received the news that Sri Gaurachandra spent 2 months in great ecstatic love, traveling through the 12 forests of Vrindavan, making his residence at Akrura Ghat, sitting in ecstasy at the Imli Tal, meditating on the holy names of Radha and Krishna. And then he had departed for Prayag. Lokanath Goswami resolved that the next morning he would travel to Prayag. But during that night, he had a wonderful dream. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him and instructed him that he should stay in Brajbhumi. Not wanting to disobey the order of the Lord, Lokanath Goswami lived in seclusion in Vrindavan. With great pleasure, he traveled to all the holy places throughout Brajdham. And then he came to a village near Chatravan on the banks of a holy place called Kishori Kund. The name of that village is Umrao. On the banks of Kishori Kund, Lokanath Swami did his solitary bhajan, always immersed in the loving feelings of separation from Sri Gaurachandra and chanting the holy names of Radha and Krishna. In his heart, Lokanath Goswami cherished the deep desire to serve the deity form of the Lord. Always knowing the heart of his devotee, Lord Sri Krishna personally appeared before Lokanath Goswami in disguise, holding a beautiful deity. He placed that deity, whose name was Radha Vinod, in Lokanath's hand and then disappeared. Lokanath Goswami was struck with wonder. Who was this person and where did he go? Radha Vinod, seeing the bewildered state of Sri Lokanath Goswami, began to speak. He said, I have been in this forest for a long time, and I know of your dissatisfaction. I have personally come without any help from anyone else. Now please feed me. Lokanath Goswami could do nothing but stand there, his heart overwhelmed with ecstatic love and tears incessantly flowing. from his beautiful eyes. Then, taking the order of the Lord, he gathered whatever herbs and grains he could collect, and he prepared nice bhoga, and he offered it to Sri Radha Vinod. After the offering, with his own loving hands, he made a bed of flowers, and he requested Sri Radha Vinod to kindly lay and take rest. And then, with great devotion, Lokanath Goswami began to massage the feet and legs of this beautiful deity. His heart was filled with great attraction. Lokanath dedicated his very soul to the service of Sri Radha Vinod. He gathered some simple cloth, and with his own hands he sewed a small bag to be Sri Radha Vinod's temple. And wherever Lokanath Goswami went, he would carry that bag, the residence of Sri Radha Vinod, around his neck. He worshipped him 24 hours a day. For a long time, Lokanath lived at Kishori Kund. The residents of Umrao, knowing him to be a perfect Vaishnav saint, they approached him and requested that they build a nice kutir or cottage for him to live. But Lokanath Goswami explained that he was completely satisfied living under a tree, and he would accept no other residence. For a long time he lived in this way, and then he was invited to Vrindavan by Sri Rup and Sanatan Goswamis. When he went to Vrindavan with great heartfelt love, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and those other great devotees welcomed Sri Lokanath Goswami. And there he established the Radha Gokulananda temple. When Rupa and Sanatan left this world, the pangs of separation in his heart were so great that he was constantly crying in ecstatic love, and he gave up his very desire to live. It was at that time that Srila Narottam Das Thakur came to Vrindavan. And seeing the great purity of the service of Sri Lokanath Goswami, he chose within his heart of hearts Lokanath Goswami to be his spiritual master. Lokanath Goswami had never accepted disciples, and he had no intention to do so. But Narottam Das, with such humility and sincere devotion, served Lokanath. Lokanath Goswami explained to him that before taking initiation, you have to chant the holy names of Radha and Krishna with strict vow for at least 1 year. In this way, he was trying to postpone the inevitable. Meanwhile, Narottam absorbed himself in chanting the holy names, and he would do every type of menial service. 24 hours a day, he was serving either the instructions or the personal body of Lokanath Goswami. And at night, Narottam would secretly go to that place near the banks of the Jamuna in the forest, where Lokanath Maharaj would respond to nature. And Narottam would clean that place with his own hands. Upon seeing that each day everything was so clean and fresh, with new water in vessels in this place in the forest, Lokanath could not understand, who is doing this? So one night, he hid in the bushes to see who was performing this service. And when he saw Narottam, he was struck with wonder, with his heart overwhelmingly filled with love. He began to speak, said, "Narottam, you are the son of a king. You are a prince. You are so learned. You are so great. Why you are cleaning stool and urine with your hands? How is it that you are doing like this?" And Narottam replied that, "I have renounced all of the luxuries of this illusory world, and I have received the supreme treasure, the ultimate fortune of my life, this humble menial service unto your lotus feet." Lokanath Goswami's heart melted by the great humility of Narottam Das, and he gave him initiation. When he gave him initiation, Lokanath Goswami took Narottam Das Thakur before these beautiful deities of Sri Radhavinod, and he offered the life of Narottam Das at the lotus feet of Sri Radhavinod. And he prayed with great devotion, begging Radhavinod, "Please accept this devotee's life and devotion. On this day, he is your property." Of course, every day we sing the beautiful songs of Sri Narottam Das Thakur, Sri Guru Charana Padma. In that song, he praises Lokanath Goswami as his spiritual master. And we too. Narottam Das Thakur received the mercy of this most wonderful and merciful deity, the self-manifesting deity of Radhavinod, by the grace of Lokanath Goswami. And today we are so fortunate that we are also offering our own lives at the lotus feet of Sri Radhavinod. So let us offer our prayers and understand what is the supreme goal of life: to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Sri Radhavinod, and to chant their names with great helpless devotion. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
This temple has been inherited over the generations by one simple family. Although this deity has such great, great significance in our lives and in our sampradaya, the temple is in great ill repair with no support. So any devotees who feel the inspiration, kindly give some generous donation for the puja and service of Sri Radhavinod. They are also, this kind family are always very, very kind to all the devotees when they come. So we should reciprocate and offer our kindness also to them as the servant of Sri Radhavinod. Sri Radhavinod ki, Sri Lokanath Goswami ki, Sri Narottam Das Thakur ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Sri Gaura Bhakta Brinda ki, Govimanandi ki.